This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
It's time for us to get into our next conversation. Dr. Anushka Reddy, the director of Ivari Hotel and Spa, is standing by.
The Power Hustle.
Let's get into that conversation with Dr. Reddy. Good morning to you, Dr. Reddy. How are you?
Good morning, Seko. I am great. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So when we speak about Ivari Health Hotel and Spa, what are we talking to? Tell us a bit about the hotel and the spa, really. And, you know, when did everything come together? When did you start? When did you open your doors? And how has it been going?
So Ivari Spa was developed. It's a concept that came about 10 years ago. So I looked at the idea of developing medical tourism in South Africa, and specifically on the West Rand. And I was completely shocked, actually, to see that medical tourism does not feature on South Africa's radar. I mean, if you look at countries like Turkey and Thailand, they are very much the world leaders in medical tourism and specifically plastic surgery. And I found that quite surprising, because South Africa has the best, you know, medical infrastructure, best medical doctors. And the question is, why aren't people coming to South Africa? Mm. Why isn't it being promoted on that international stage? So we actually, my husband and I, he's a physician as well, we came up with this concept of developing a hospital within a hotel. So it's the first of its kind, not only in South Africa, but in the whole of Africa. And, you know, the tragic part for us is that we actually opened our doors in January 2020. And as you know, COVID hit us in March 2020. Mm. And we were shut down for 2 years. And then we reopened in April last year. And so it's been quite a roller coaster ride for us over the last few years.
So are you still then offering that speciality? I mean, this is definitely a one of its kind, where there's a hospital within a hotel.
100%. So our model was mainly focused on the international medical tourist, and specifically West Africa, because after doing some research, we noticed that people would come for cardiac surgery to South Africa, but plastic surgery, they would opt for Europe or the USA. So that was the market we wanted to attract to South Africa. And initially, you know, pre-COVID, obviously, that was our whole, our business model was centered around that. Post-COVID, we needed to change the strategy, because travel was, you know, people were reluctant to travel, especially for medical procedures. And then we focused a lot on the South African market. And I must tell you, I was pleasantly surprised, you know, by the response that, you know, I thought people would want to still go to the traditional hospital to have these procedures done. But they're very happy to have it done in a day hospital and to recover in a five-star hotel facility. You know, you're not going to get macaroni cheese for dinner. You're going to get these chef-prepared meals. You're going to be treated like royalty when you come to Ivari.
And I think that's an important part, right? The royalty bit, making people feel as special as possible. So, you know, you've spoken about COVID-19, the difficulties that it brought about for you and the business when you opened. You know, you wanted to start working really and going full force in January of 2020, but you only were able to do that from April of last year. How has that been, being able to open your doors to people, and what has the reception been like from the community in that area?
I think extremely positive. I think people, for during those 2 years that we were shut down, were very aware of Ivari, because we kept the presence of it alive on social media. So we, you know, when the doors opened, we had this flood of guests, because, you know, we were always, you know, enticing people with what's on offer, what's going to be on offer at Ivari. And so when it opened, it was really very, very positive. We were very surprised. I think people were also just sick and tired of sitting at home, you know. They wanted to get out, you know, get back to the normal way of life, normal way of doing things. And, you know, so post-COVID, it was quite positive. In terms of the medical, you know, response, people want to get back to having the procedures done, especially plastic surgery, which is an elective procedure. You know, it's not a life or death type of procedure. So people want to get back to getting their tummies flattened out, you know, getting that six pack sorted out, getting their breasts done. So it was, I was very happy, you know, with South Africa's response to the opening of Vivari.
So what is also the specialities that you offer besides, you know, the hospital within a hotel? I'm still trying to grasp that very concept. But what are the other specialities that you offer?
So we have, it's a traditional hotel as well. So it's a 48-room hotel. It's very much a bespoke boutique type of offering. It's set to, you know, it's built on the Crocodile River. So you have these beautiful vistas on the river. And we have three conference venues. So it caters for that events and conferencing market, specifically Monday to Thursday. And it caters for the leisure markets, the Friday, the Saturday, and the Sunday. It has a beautiful restaurant. And it has an award-winning spa as well. So the spa won the best spa in South Africa. You know, it's a new kid on the block, and it just scooped this award. So we were very proud to see that our staff, you know, actually offer what we want, which is excellence in everything at Vivari.
So, I mean, this award must have been, it must have come at the right time for you and the team as well. Talk to us about the team that you have at Vivari and how you managed to get everybody on board and working with you so well.
You know, I was quite involved in the selection of the staff. So I handpicked all our staff, interviewed all of them, and we're talking about like 80 people. So I want to offer something that is very unique at Vivari. You know, you have a hotel is a hotel, but specifically on the West Rand, it has a bad reputation for bad service, bad food. And I wanted to change that narrative. I wanted to offer excellence. So for me, you can employ, you know, the best qualified person, but if they don't have the right personality, it just wasn't a good fit. For me, it was hiring the personality and then training them up to offer that five-star standard.
Dr. Reddy, are you then telling us that you sat down with the people that you were going to hire and had the interviews yourself?
Yes.
Wow.
100%. 100%. I needed to make sure that, you know, you could have this beautiful offering. I mean, it's a beautiful hotel, but what makes the hotel are the staff. It's the people. Because people, guests are going to not, they'll come back because it's a beautiful place, but what they'll come back for more is the service. They'll remember how you made them feel, and how you make someone feel is your interaction with the staff.
Mm.
So that was critical for me. Mm. And but right now I'm very happy to tell you I'm no longer involved in the day-to-day management of the hotel. We have a management company called Accor, which is quite a big French multinational group, and we appointed them to actually take Vivari, you know, place it on the international stage. And that's where we are at the moment. So they actually are involved in, like, you know, the daily runnings of the hotel, but ensuring that we maintain that five-star standard. So consistency for me is key in this industry.
Mm, you sound very excited that you're not part of the day-to-day runnings anymore.
Yes, for sure. You know, you can handle it for the first maybe 6 months, and then trust me, it wears you down.
Well, you really do sound very happy that you're not doing that anymore. But speak to us about the importance of actually having excellent hospitality for those that come to Vivari.
You know, for me, it's training. I think that's critical. To maintain excellence, you have to be consistent. And that just involves a lot of training. And I think that's where a big multinational like Accor can step in, you know, with their SOPs, their standard operating procedures, and just drumming it in and day out, you know, with the staff so that it becomes second nature to them. So I think that's how we achieve excellence. And it's also a reflection on us, you know, the owners, because both my husband and I are doctors. We run successful practices, and we wanted this to be a reflection of who we are as people as well. And we wanted people to understand that, you don't, yes, you're a doctor, that's great, but it doesn't mean that you only have to practice medicine. You know, you can also extend yourselves in other spheres of business. But in this instance, I mean, there's a hospital, so that's where our expertise comes in. You know, we brought that part of it to the table and combining hospitality with the hospital aspect.
Mm. And you know, being an entrepreneur cannot be easy, especially with the kind of work that you do. You know, running your own practice, now Vivari Hotel and Spa. How do you think you are able to get into it and to actually ensure that everything runs smoothly?
Gosh, yes, you're right. You know, when you wear many hats, it is a juggling act of one's time, because besides running the business, I'm also a mum, which is my priority.
That is your number one company.
That's my number one company, yes. Mum.com for sure. Taxi driver, everything, you know. So the thing is, you just have to manage your time. I think time management and planning is essential to making sure you get things done, you know, properly. Mm. So for me, you just can't get up in the morning and not have any plan. So it was very structured and very organized. And in that way, I managed to get a lot of things done in the short time that I had, in addition to all my personal affairs.
Sure. So your target market, who is your target market for Vivari Hotel and Spa?
So for the hospitality aspect, I would say anyone in South Africa. So it's your leisure guest, it's your conferencing guest, it's your corporate, you know, who's looking for event spaces. It's people who are looking to have weddings. You know, we have a beautiful glass venue that's on the river that would make the most stunning venue for a wedding. But we're doing very few. It's not our primary business. We have actually very few dates in the year that's open for weddings. But our main target market would be your leisure visitor, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, wants to come and enjoy the spa, have some, you know, rest and relaxation, because it really truly is cut off. When you step into Vivari, you feel like you're in another part of the world, and you don't even feel like you're in South Africa, but yet you're only 45 minutes from the CBD, you know, so it has that type of effect on people. So South Africans, definitely. And obviously, we still want to target the international medical tourist, because now we have a very new, interesting, non-invasive surgical procedure for weight loss. You know, you don't need to undergo bariatric surgery anymore. You can come in, have a 90-minute procedure, and, you know, it's no downtime. You basically stay in one night, and the next day you're literally back at work. You can take another day's rest, but you know, you're back on your feet so quickly, and you lose, you know, but this is for people with high BMIs. So we're targeting people who are extremely busy, politicians, celebrities. We've seen a few of those who want to come to Vivari, have their procedures done, get back onto their feet as fast as possible. So especially now with this weight loss procedure from Germany that was just introduced, we think it's going to be a huge success.
Mm. There may be concerns, Dr. Reddy, you know, about some of the procedures that you have, things like this weight loss procedure that you now have. The concern, of course, could be, but how am I going to a hotel to get this medical procedure? What is the recovery time, and what do you advise people that actually come to Vivari to have a procedure done?
So we are not, I mean, the hotel is one aspect. Yeah. We are accredited by the Department of Health. So we have a fully accredited day hospital with a ward. So it's like going into a proper hospital. So we have all the backup that's needed in the event of an emergency, because you have to have that, you know, to get your accreditation. But these are people also who are not having surgery that requires ICU time or high care time. So these normally would be done in a general day hospital. So in South Africa, you have overnight hospitals and you have day hospitals. So a day hospital would be a hospital you go in, you have your procedure done, and then you're sent home to rest and recover. So here, instead of going home, you then check in to the hotel, which provides the medical backup of a nurse. So instead of your husband changing your dressings, you now have a nurse taking care of you. Instead of your husband preparing your meals, you now have a chef taking care of all your, you know, your food needs. So that's basically what it is. It's that concept. So the aftercare concept is not part of the hospital.
Okay, understood. What advice would you give then, Doc, for those who are aspiring entrepreneurs and perhaps those who are actually looking to start a business such as a hotel or a spa?
I think what you need to do, and I think for me the most important thing is location. Mm-hmm. You need to find the location, because our challenge is that, and this is what I've realized, if our hotel and spa was in the middle of Sandton, I don't think we'd be able to cope with the numbers. But because we are located a little bit out of the city, it's a blessing and it's a curse, I suppose. People want to come out to the countryside. But, you know, your day visitors, they find it a bit of a trick to come out. So if you're looking to build a hotel, you need to find the ideal location. And then obviously you need to get a solid team behind you because you can't do this on your own. We also learned that the hard way. Mm. You know, my husband and I tried to do everything on our own. And we made many, many mistakes doing it that way. It's not necessarily cheaper to try and do it on your own. It's it may be worthwhile actually investing in a good team of consultants, solid team to actually support you, you know, when you are wanting to do this. So that because they are the experts and they know what mistakes not to make. Mm. Whereas with you, if you try and do it on your own, there'll be too many mistakes. Then you learn by trial and error and that will cost you more than what you expected to spend.
Absolutely. And so where can people get in touch with you for those that would like to come see and view the hotel or actually stay there?
I mean, best is to visit the website, vivarihotel.co.za. So it's vivarihotel.co.za. And yes, all the information is on the website. You can make dinner reservations, room reservations, spa reservations. Everything's online these days. Hey, you don't even need to speak to anyone.
That is so true. Dr. Anushka Reddy, the director of the Vivari Hotel and Spa, thank you so much for your time this morning. And thank you for really sharing what Vivari is all about.
Thank you so much, Keko, for having me on your show. It was so lovely chatting.
Thank you. Have a lovely weekend.
Okay, you too.
Bye. Dr. Anushka Reddy speaking to us about the Vivari Hotel and Spa. It is in Featherbrook, near the cradle of humankind. And as you heard, you can go to the website vivarihotel.co.za.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.